Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
And what is this, Tuesday?
It is.
Is it Thanksgiving next week?
No.
Let's make it.
No.
Let's just make it.
One more full week.
A mental Thanksgiving, you know.
One more full week and then the partial week of Thanksgiving.
All right, well, what's processed on the Thanksgiving table?
Well, okay.
Well, so my cranberry.
Cream
corn.
Yeah,
I like cream corn.
Can of cranberries,
yeah.
So I'll try to justify eating crab because you're like, well, everything goes through some sort of process.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
And again, this article makes the difference between between processed foods and ultra processed foods.
And ultra is worse for you.
And this is a study out of Brazil.
All right. Or Brazil,
That they basically found that 10% of all what they call premature deaths of people between the ages of 30 and 69 were attributable to consumption of high quantities of ultra-processed foods.
10%.
Lots of hot dogs.
Hot dogs, chips, soda, ice cream, they say here at the beginning. And then, so foods that are ultra-processed, they say, contain more artificial ingredients than just salt, sugar, oil. So like your tuna probably doesn't count.
Okay.
Because there's nothing.
How about sliced turkey?
I thought the rule of thumb was anything that can go bad is not ultra-processed. If it sits on a shelf for months and months, it's probably ultra processed.
Well, again, they're saying that if it's just processed, if all they've added is salt, sugar, or oil. So, like I say, your can of tuna probably doesn't fall into the ultra processed.
How about sliced turkey, sliced chicken? You know, you slice there at the deli, and then they put it in a bag for you, bring it home.
Well, they say
sit in your crisper and you eat it.
The ultra processed foods that contribute to the most daily calorie intake are mass produced breads, cakes, and pies.
Oh, yeah, bread, obviously.
Margarine, salted crackers, cookies, meats like ham, hot dogs, and hamburgers.
Okay, I don't.
Pizzas and sugar sweetened beverages.
I thought some of
turkey
that deli
and
meat
turkey and chicken's not bad.
Was processed to a certain extent. Maybe not ultra processed.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, what are you eating if you're not eating sliced meat? I mean,
fruits and vegetables.
I do eat that. I'm talking about that doesn't make a sandwich.
No.
fruits and vegetables alone do not make a good sandwich.
I mean,
a sandwich has to have some turkey or chicken in there, you know?
Well, you take a chicken from the yard.
Yeah.
You harvest a couple of deer.
Yeah. You smoke it yourself.
Yeah.
You take the meat off the bone.
Okay, well.
You eat 40 of them in 40 days.
I'll just avoid the other stuff. Smashing chips obviously is not good for you.
Yeah, chips, no good.
That, but we know it's not good while you're eating it.
Like that's hard because, like, Wheat Thins are something that seem like they should be kind of healthy, but
right.
They're not.
No.
No.
No, they would fall into this, yeah.
Yeah, you look at
bread is bloating.
Box of Triscuits and you think, oh, fiber.
Right.
No, there's all kinds of crap in there.
Yeah, it says they.
But that's still better than a bag of chips.
Yeah, it is.
They think that these things.
Not tasting wise.
Right.
These things will probably lead you down the road to heart disease mainly.
Yeah.
And then following up with diabetes, cancer, obesity, and chronic kidney disease could play a role in you.
Does Brazil have the same problem as we do?
Yeah, it's this is Brazil is.
That's got to be a fat country like we are, right? Is it. But this, I'm not saying go out and eat anything you want, but there are exceptions to this rule. I guarantee you that my dad did not watch any of that. Even when he was a thinner guy,
genetics always played.
That wasn't out there.
He ate a lot of bread, man, and they ate steak and hamburgers. I mean, he didn't avoid any of that stuff.
Steak doesn't count. That's not ultra-processed.
He ate a bunch of stuff that was probably not good for him, and he lived to 86.
My grandpa does that.
I'm on the other side. I'd rather stay healthy for, you know,
But also
better.
Remember, he lived probably half his life or more before a lot of these ultra-processed foods really became prevalent.
True, but still, you know? I'm just saying that I think there's genes have a lot to do with it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And this is all just...
You still have a heart attack.
Yeah, this is all just contributing to, you know, percentage chance that you do die early. It's not saying you will.
I know. Yeah.
I think my grandpa's favorite snack is that cheese that comes out of a can.
Oh, that's
just the easy cheese. Just
oh, that stuff is glorious.
Back in the day. I love that stuff.
Yeah.
The nacho cheese-like substance.
Spray cheese.
When he travels, his hotel room looks like you gave a 13-year-old $20 and sent him to the gas station.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just all laying around,
right.
That kind of crap.
Those little crackers that come in the package, like those all just highly processed. It's all, everything that's in there. The whiskey stands out. But.
The crackers with the little red stick that you dig the cheese out.
Yeah,
all those things.
They were great.
Whiskey, ultra-processed.
Yeah.
Down. I don't think so.
Great question, Todd.
I don't know if alcohol would be considered ultra processed.
Well, kids drink it up then.
good advice from your Uncle Tyler.
Did you have and push put some of that spray down for you?
Yeah, and I'm looking at this can, the air duster, and it does not say that there's a bitter deterrent in here.
Does it say do not
huff? Yeah. It says intentional misuse by inhaling contents may be harmful or fatal.
Oh, so there is a little warning for you.
When's the last time you tried that? When you were 24, 25 maybe?
Oh, 23? Younger than that.
Okay.
Probably before I was old enough to buy booze.
Okay, 19, 20?
Yeah.
Were you a dad yet?
No.
Okay, well, good. Good for you.
And it's stuff like this that made me think I would never be a dad.
Well, try it again. Do it right now. Let's see if you get that buzz again.
Dad died. What happened? Huffing air duster at work.
Yeah.
On the radio. I feel bad if you drop dead.
Look around and take stock of the people around you and figure out which one of us looks like we might save your life.
Walsh will be here in an hour.
Come on, Nick. Everybody's doing it. Called peer pressure, man. All right.
So this doesn't have the little straw either.
You know, just stick the whole thing in your mouth.
Right out of the spout there. Right.
Yeah.
Stick the whole thing in your mouth.
So there's some numbers in this story about, you know, what percentage of your daily calories come from these?
Yeah.
Okay, and this is not good for the U.S.
Yeah.
It says that in Brazil, they think that if they said in this study, if less than 23% of your daily calories come from the ultra-processed foods, you're doing good. They said that most Brazilians are already below that threshold, but a quarter of the country's adult population gets up to 50% from those ultra-processed foods. In the U.S., they say that ultra-processed foods make up around 57% of daily calories on average.
Yeah,
that's $20 at the gas station.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're more than twice the amount that they say is acceptable.
So when you eat fast food, is most of that ultra-processed?
I have to assume.
Gotta be.
I have to assume.
Yeah. It's also gotta be great.
Almost all of that.
It's also great.
That's what sucked about this article. When they clicked on the article, the video, the first thing it shows is a Big Mac. That sucks. I ate 6 tacos from Taco John's on Sunday.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Not all I
get some.
And I did not feel very good, but.
Were you high?
We went, no.
Oh, really?
We were just in Sioux
really
Falls,
hungry?
And there's a bunch of Taco John's. Yeah. We should probably go to Taco John's. So I ate 4 when we were there.
Yeah.
Just, you know, regular. They're not big tacos. Yeah. But then watched a football game and then just had the cold ones on the way home. Those were the sad ones.
Yeah, your sorrow tacos. Yeah.
The sad ones.
The cold driving tacos.
Just the regular crunchy or the regular soft?
It's one of each. But by that time, they were both kind of soft because after the crunchy one had sat for a while, it just
got
lost its hardness, I guess.
All right.
That'll happen.
The sad wet tacos. Oh, that sounds that's a great band name for the sad wet tacos.
I don't know if it is.
Maybe not a bad name.
I like the crunchy tacos because they don't get all soggy if you want to eat them as leftovers.
Yeah, that's true.
So it depends on what's in that taco. No. Sometimes
they drain on that thing and they suck them out a little
bit. Yeah, that shell will get soggy on the bottom.
Yeah,
I'm not a big crunchy taco guy.
Oh, see, I'm making tacos
that was the
on
original.
My own.
That was the original. Yeah.
There's I forget the brand. Oh, it's called La Tierra. They're tiny little crunchy shell tacos, and you can bake them.
Well, my first tacos ever.
Oil comes out.
Yeah, when I was a kid, their tacos were always hard. When I was a kid, and all of a sudden,
then you get older and they're not.
No, somebody invented the soft ones. I thought, at least in the United States, they invented the soft ones.
They
go, they can do this?
A tortilla.
They can do that. But it was weird. No, it really was. Because tacos, when Todd and I were kids, were hard.
It came in a shell.
They were always shell. No, there was no other option. And when they made them soft, you go, whoa, this is a whole new thing.
I like the hard shells that are flat on the bottom so they can stand up.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
That guy's brilliant.
Well, now they've started making them. They're like the hard shell things are just like a boat. They don't even have the high like taco shell sides. They're just a kind of a boat for all your toppings.
I haven't gone that far. Yeah, I hope whoever invented the flat bottom on that has a gigantic house somewhere.
He should.
Yeah. Like, what do you do for a living? He's like, you ever had a hard taco that's flat on the bottom? That's me.
Make a little device that you can put to,
Yeah.
There's slots for your hard shell tacos that they serve you that way.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So we went from not wanting to eat processed food to just drooling over tacos.
Six tacos in one night.
God, I want some tacos right now.
Crunchy tacos.
After my rotisserie chicken from earlier.
Oh, yeah. God.
Now is rotisserie chicken processed?
I don't know.
It's just a chicken and
probably
they bake
not.
It. Probably not. They broil it or bake it, whatever, you know.
It's not breaded,
nothing like that.
If you're going to buy cooked chicken at the store, that's probably on the better side of things. It's not fried.
Right.
And it's not, you know, it seems to be.
Stay away from that. Well, that jelly at the bottom, you know.
Oh, that's the jelly. Nasty. The chicken jelly.
Chicken jelly, yeah.
See, like, that's where things get weird.
Yeah. Not good with peanut butter.
Well, I never eat the bottom of it. Yeah, that's just where it sits and gels up. You know?
Yeah. But, like, the thigh meat always sits down in that jelly, and then the skin gets all gross. Yeah. And it's
But I still destroy those things, man.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. No, now they're good.
Smoke a chicken. I usually put it in a bucket, and I brine it for 24 to 48 hours.
That's good.
Is that processing?
Because you're only adding, spices, salt, and water.
Yeah, it's a little bit of sugar, a little brown sugar, molasses.
As we wait for our chicken by drinking four martinis, hope that stuff's good
right.
for me. I hope that stuff's not processed. Whew, I'm buzzed.
No, I don't know if you. I don't know if there's a way for you to cook something at
home. Is vodka processed, or is it good for you?
I don't think that the alcohol would count.
All right.
It's certainly distilled. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that counts as processed.
I mean, if you're making something at home, I don't know if you could even make it ultra processed. I don't know if you have the
stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, depending on what you started out working with.
Well, how about when you?
What's what that article said? It said a lot of things that make it ultra processed include ingredients that you don't have in your kitchen.
Well, how about that when you can those sausages for us every? And by the way, I don't mean that in a sexual way. I like when you can my sausage. By the way. You put that in a jar and that can last forever. Is that processed?
Yeah, I think they say that those jars are good for about 18 months.
Okay,
tops.
Okay.
But yeah, it's a. I buy that sausage and then I just do the canning myself.
So I had some blue cheese olives for my. I made a home martini the other day. I haven't done it in a while. So, when I drink martinis at the house, I usually get too drunk because I make my own. I just have to sit there. So I did a couple the other night, and I was looking for blue cheese olives, and I found one in the way in the back of the fridge. And I go, do these go bad?
No.
They don't. Well, they do in 2025.
Oh, okay. So there is an expiration date.
I know they were old, because I hadn't had a home martini in a long time. Something. And these, I said, honey, these I couldn't see. I said, do these go bad? She goes, no, they're probably not. Let me look at it and check the date so I can eat those olives. Another 3 years.
Oh, good.
Okay. We'll see if they last that long.
This helps. This is a breakdown of, and some alcohols do count as ultra processed.
What kind?
Not vodka, though.
Beer.
Whiskey, gin, rum.
Oh.
They say some alcoholic drinks, including whiskey, gin, and rum, are
I drink vodka more than
ultra processed.
Yeah, by far.
But they break this table breaks down into four different categories. Unprocessed, so that's your fruits, veggies, eggs, meat, grains.
Right.
Processed culinary ingredients, sugar, salt, butter, oil, vinegar, things like that you use to cook.
Right.
But then there's the processed foods, just not the ultra, just the regular processed foods are like canned fruit and vegetables, salted nuts. That's where your ham, your bacon, your tuna fish, cheese, and unpackaged, freshly made bread.
Oh, cheese is processed. And
cheese
all
is processed, but not even, ultra.
Oh, not ultra. Good.
Oh, here's what kills you.
What?
Soda.
I have one Diet Coke a week, probably, at the most. Yeah, so I'm not really worried about that.
Yeah, but see, then you get to the ultra processed, and it's the good stuff. Ice cream, sausage, chips, bread, cereal.
You know, I like ice cream, but I don't eat it. I just never eat it.
It's one of those things we can't buy.
And I eat cereal once in a while. I still like cereal on the weekends. Once I have a bowl, maybe a weekend.
Oh.
What's the other one there?
Cereal, bread, chips, sausage.
I look in the cabinet every time, and she never buys chips unless we have people over, something like that, or something. And I say, "Why don't you buy chips?" She goes, "Because you're looking for them." I said, "Yeah, you're right."
Yeah.
But I want chips to be in there every time because I'm like Todd. I would smash that thing, man.
This one surprises
me. Not the Pete Lee smash.
I know, and they're just great. They're great. Chips are just so good.
It says fruit flavor.
I've asked my wife
to buy, you know, the impulse like single serving bags if she's going to buy chips.
Yeah,
yeah.
Does she so?
No, so she's doing that now.
But it's only one in there?
You know,
does she allow you one per day and hide the other ones? You know, my wife will hide the dog treats, so I don't give Chloe too many dog treats. Does she hide the other bags so you can't find them? Because she's not going to buy you one bag
a day.
Or
she buys the party pack box of individual
but then
bags.
Then hide them.
Eat four of them at a time.
And write Monday, Tuesday on each bag.
Yeah.
For Todd.
Yeah. Four chips in there.
She packs them in your lunch.
Does that work?
Yeah.
Because you get the craving out of your system by eating a small bag of chips.
I get the crunchy and the salt and, you know.
Enough.
I'm satisfied.
And you're not reaching back in your hand and killing that whole bag.
Those small bags help because if I, like, there are, you get the craving.
Yeah.
But if there's a big bag, you eat a lot more than what's in one of those little bags.
That's the way it's designed.
I try to put out enough.
They formulate them so you're addicted to it.
Those baked Lay's.
Chips.
I'm like, oh no, I just ate
all the flavors.
An entire bag of chips. But they're healthier.
Yeah, the salt and vinegar, I love those. I love them all. The cheddar cheese ones are all great. The Ruffle Challenge cheddar cheese. But like if I order a sandwich, I'll just order one bag with that. But then I want more bags, but that's why I don't order more.
I love a kettle chip, too.
Kettle chips all day. Anytime there's kettle chips,
good thing
kettle
we did chips this are the choice. Processed food story. Now we're just all going to eat crap today because we're so freaking hungry. If somebody dropped me off a rotisserie chicken, a taco with a flat bottom and some kettle chips right now, good night.
Yep. Oh, yeah. We're out.
I think I went chip-free last night.
Good for you.
Oh, that could be wrong. I think I might have had a little tortilla chip and some salsa.
Yeah, but I don't count those as other chips. I like those.
Salsa seems like something that should be good for you.
No, but if you're just picking it off a shelf, if it's not fresh salsa, there's a certain amount of processing.
Yeah.
Like I said, anything that doesn't go bad. So I like to either make my own salsa or have my neighbor make my salsa.
Well, your salsa brings all the boys in the yard.
Or get the fresh salsa. You know, you go to the refrigerated section.
We're just making everybody too hungry
And get
right
the
now.
Salsa out of there.
Yeah, Todd, your instant soups do fall into the ultra-processed category.
Of course it
and
does.
And I'm surprised here that it says fruit-flavored yogurts.
Really?
Fall into the ultra-processed
Don't get
category.
The fruit-flavored kind.
Oh, yeah. What are you supposed to eat?
Just the Greek stuff is not fruit-flavored.
And it tastes like crap.
The vanilla, it's pretty not much flavor.
I buy the Greek yogurt, but it's got, you know, flavoring in it because plain yogurt is terrible.
I buy the plain and then I stuff it full of berries. Make a smoothie out of it.
Don't eat the yogurt at Todd's house. It's had his berries in it.
Boogie's stuffing the yogurt again.
No, that's probably.
And here's your one bag of chips, Boogie.
The healthiest thing I eat is yogurt and berries.
Yeah, in the morning.
Yeah. Like plain? Actual plain yogurt?
Plain yogurt.
You stuff it full of berries.
It's plain Greek yogurt, so it's got a little protein in it.
Yeah.
And then stuffing it. And as he's stuffing it, there's a bag of single serving chips right next to him.
Generous amount of berries.
With a double vodka with muddled fruit stuffed full of berries. Yeah.
I like making pico de gallo. I feel like Bobby Flay when I'm doing that. Like, oh, look, I made something.
You are the mayor of Flavortown, Nick.
Yeah. Is there yogurt in that one photo from the hall pass lady? Is that what that is? Yogurt? I couldn't tell.
Something like
clear
that.
Yogurt?
It looked a little clear, but looked like it might be a little yogurt-y, you know. I don't know. She can answer that later on.
Oh, here's some good news.
She's still hitting on Nick.
Our buddy Johnny.
With a new picture.
Choco Doritos are not processed. They grow on cactus in the desert. You just pick them and eat them.
It's good to know, man. Right.
I'll look for that next
Those
time.
Those Choco Doritos are good. They're like so close to being amazing, but I don't know if anything compares to the Cool Ranch.
We were just not going to eat processed food, and we just went into 20 minutes about how much we love all that crap.
I think there's some chips.
It started off with how it all leads to an
early I think there's some
death.
Individual bags of regular Lay's out there in
Is
the
there?
Cabinet. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And maybe some cookies, too.
I don't want a cookie. I want something salty right now.
Yeah.
I'll go look. I know where they're at.
No, only if you have one, too.
I'm just going to bring them into you.
We all have to cheat together. We got to cheat together. I mean, it's a cheat day. It's our cheat. Tuesday morning's our cheat day.
But we'll get the 64-ounce Coke Zero to balance it out.
Like if you only drink soda when it's mixed with booze, that's fine.
I've heard that. It depletes you a little
bit. Doctor said.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If it's low-calorie ginger beer, I'm sure it's all right.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.